Welcome, one and all, to Broken Sea's production of Planet of the Apes. Before we begin, we ask that you make yourself comfortable and listen to this lesson from the Lawgiver.
Praise him! Praise him! My strength and my redeemer!
The Lawgiver entered the examination room, followed closely by his ever-present loyal shadow, Xanth. A new find of ancient simian artifacts had been uncovered, and the archaeologists always welcomed the Lawgiver to help identify the uses of peculiar finds. While they were examining the new artifacts, Xanth discovered a formerly brightly colored semi-spherical object that fit in the palm of his hand. It was bisected by a groove that ran around its equator. He absent-mindedly ran his fingers about it and discovered a small ring of pliable metal that just fit his finger, sticking out of the groove. Not thinking of any consequences, he slipped his finger into the ring. Instantly, it snagged up. In a purely reflexive move, Xanth sought to toss the spheroid aside, but to his amazement, the object merely shot away from him, still attached to the ring by a thin but strong filament. The spheroid suddenly began to emit sparks and to make the most horrendous popping and snapping noises ever to assail his ears. When it reached the full length of the filament, it jerked to a stop and then returned along the filament, it being wound back into the spheroid to land in the palm of his hand again with a slap. He reflexively clamped his hand onto the spherical object once more and stood there, wide-eyed, with his hand extended. The Lawgiver quietly approached him, reached out, and removed the object from Xanth's hand and gently set it back on the table, commenting, "Perhaps we should leave the examining to the specialists, shall we?" He smiled, and Xanth nodded.
And now, Planet of the Apes.
Approaching planet, initiating life support to crew sections of starship. Malfunction. Losing pressure in the drive core. Emergency protocols initiated. Cutting power to all unnecessary systems. Life support maintained to forward cabins only. Scanning target planet. Topography bears little resemblance to Earth. Atmospheric readings, hypothetical. Much of it is obscured by cloud cover. Even more of it appears to be crater desert, reddish and blue. Approaching planet, 20,000 feet and falling. Heat shield deteriorating. External temperatures rising. 12,000 feet. Interior support system failing. 9,000 feet. Approaching apparent lake in vast desert below. Altering course. Engine failure. 3,000 feet. Free fall. Attempting glide path. Detected no gliding and blue line failure. 1,000 feet. Failure engine failure. Rolling path navigation. 500 feet. Life support failed.
Report.
Malfunction. Emergency landing.
Jesus. Gotta wake the sleeping beauties to the nightmare, I guess. Computer, where are we?
Malfunction. Life support failing.
Damn it. Stuart, dodge, land it. Wake up.
Malfunction.
You all right? Nice beard, Dodge.
Yeah, slept like a baby, Taylor.
Malfunction.
You have a pretty shaggy fashion look yourself. How long have we been?
Malfunction.
Look at baby my ass, Dodge. My head.
Malfunction.
Man, hypersleep ain't all it's cracked up to be.
Malfunction.
Quit bitching, Landon, and get up. We got trouble on a quantum physics scale. Stuart. Hey, wake up, Stuart.
Malfunction.
Stuart?
What's up, Taylor? She's still catching her beauty sleep? Well, not that she would ever need it.
Malfunction.
Landon.
Holy mother of God.
Well, at least she's no longer here to be a part of...
Malfunction.
This.
Stuart. She's...
Malfunction.
Dead. Say it, Dodge. Stuart's dead. Dead like our past. A gift to our present from the theoreticians of the long-dead past.
Malfunction.
No.
The mother to the future no more. Only her remains left to haunt us in here. In the now. What once was the embodiment of beauty and youth.
Malfunction.
Just a mummified bag of bones now.
Man. The lights. Flickering. What were you saying about trouble earlier, Taylor?
There goes our primary car. We're on auxiliary.
Malfunction.
Damn it. Open up. Computer, open this damn window.
Diverting my support to... Starboard foothold shield.
What? Huh? Diverting life support?
Finally, open. Sunlight, water, no more than 6 inches below the portal. Is that a...
Malfunction.
What's over there? A desert? Damn it. We're in the soup. We're sinking.
What? How can we be? What's going on, Taylor?
Tell you in a second, but it ain't gonna be good. Look, I'm going forward.
Malfunction.
Jesus. We've landed in a lake.
Dodge, shut the hell up and read the damn atmosphere. Ship's breaking apart. Water's coming in everywhere.
You're a real asshole, Taylor. You know that? Screw it. Okay.
Malfunction.
Damn, I hate this access ladder.
Computer, I need a sit rep now.
Malfunction. Situation report. Total system failure. Emergency landing successful.
Successful my ass. We're in a damned ocean.
Structural integrity disintegrating. Water pressure increasing as hull degrades. Buoyancy failing. All systems failing.
Well, no shit. Great. Screw you, computer. Landon, send a signal. Dodge, what's the atmosphere read?
Huh? What signal?
To Earth, that we've landed.
Yeah, landed. Gotta send the signal. My job.
Calm down, Dodge. Set the gauge, activate, extend the exterior probe, and rip the tube, get samples.
Damn it! Dodge, what the hell?
Damn ship's breaking apart. Seam coming loose with all the water pressure. Okay, sample in. It's breathable. Taylor, it's breathable.
Okay, blow the hatch before we lose all the auxiliary power, Dodge.
Got it. Here's the emergency egress. There.
Taylor, it's no use. Can't get a signal out. Damn comms are all shot to shit. The cabin's filling with water.
Forget it, Landon. Abandon ship.
Right.
Here goes the hatch. In 3, 2, 1, now!
Here, take the life raft.
Let it to me.
Got it.
Now to get it.
Water. Land it. Here. Take the expeditionary backpacks up with you.
Right. But what about Stuart?
She's gone. And we will be too if we don't get out of this tomb of hers. Get up the damn ladder. Hold on. I got to go grab something.
Taylor!
Get out of here, Landon. I'll be back here. I'll be there in a minute.
Asshole.
Come on. Come on, work, you bitch. There. Clocks are still running. Self time, 18. Okay, that's correct. Earth time, our Earth time back home, that is. So, let's see. Come on, come on, come on. Oh, no friggin' way. No way. That can't be. Damn! No way! The year back home can't be 3975. Damn!
The hell with it. I'll worry about the calendar year later.
Taylor, get your ass up here. The whole damn ship is going down. Fast.
No shit. Coming up the ladder, Dodge. Let's get the hell out of this watery hellhole. What are you two assholes waiting for? The raft's inflated and in the water. Jump!
Damn. This lake or ocean or whatever the hell it is salty as hell.
Well, don't drink it. Swim, Dodge.
Now what? Skipper.
Landon, grab an oar and start rowing. We paddle our asses off and get away from this ship before we get sucked down with it. Hell of a way to earn a living. Hey, Landon?
Yeah. Glad you made it.
What's your problem, Landon?
Yeah.
Get rowing.
Yeah.
Dodge, get a water test. Me and Pretty Boy here. We'll row.
Screw you.
Aye, Skipper. Briny, 25% salinity, near the saturation point.
She's still sinking. Still hot after entering the atmosphere. Steamy as she slides down under the dark water. Only the radio antennae and the tip of the tail fin is still visible. Going, going, gone. Skipper, you didn't even look back. You didn't watch her.
What's the point, Landon? We're here to stay. Our ride's gone the way in. Jules Verne. 20,000 leagues under the damn sea.
Look at those sandstone cliffs lining the water. Must be 100 foot tall. They stretch for miles.
Ah, great. Well, where are we? Have any notions, Skipper?
As a matter of fact, I do, Landon. We're some 320 light years from Earth. On an unnamed planet. In orbit around a star in the constellation of Orion. That sun beating down over there could be Bellatrix.
Too red for Bellatrix.
You didn't have time to check the tapes, so you don't really know, do you? What went wrong?
The question, Landon, is not so much where we are as when we are.
Worry about that later, Dodge. Right now, let's worry about the here and our now. Let's make for that rocky cove over there. It might have a beach or a way inland. Shh. Otherwise, it's cliffs for miles.
Right. Taylor, we weren't programmed to land on water.
Shut up, Landon. Row.
Broken Sea Audio Productions presents Planet of the Apes, an expanded audio drama by Bill Holweg, based on the novel by Pierre Boulle and the film script by Michael Wilson and Rod Serling.
Starring in tonight's production, Chapter 1 of The Planet of the Apes, Anne Lizik as the computer, Bill Holweg as Taylor, Paul Mannering as Dodge, Miles Reed as Landon, and Mark Kalita as the lawgiver, and Cornelius, the narrator of our tale. I would like to thank James from the Lessons from the Lawgiver for the wonderful lesson, and Glenn Sheets, who wrote tonight's lesson from the Lawgiver.
Return to us again soon for another exciting episode in the saga of the Planet of the Apes. Only from Broken Sea Audio Productions.